Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
All right, everybody, welcome back to The Balanced Stoic. It's your boy Logan Cruz here, and today we're diving deep into something that affects all of us: confidence. Ever feel like you're holding yourself back? Like there's this invisible wall stopping you from going after what you want? Trust me, I get it. We all have those moments where self-doubt creeps in, whispering nasty things in our ears. But what if I told you that you have a power to silence those voices and build unshakable confidence? And the secret weapon? It's not some magical potion or fancy self-help seminar, it's your own mind. That's right, folks, we're talking about the incredible power of self-talk. You know that feeling when you nail a presentation at work and walk out feeling like a superstar? Or that moment after acing a tough workout when you feel unstoppable? That surge of confidence? It all starts with what you tell yourself, your internal dialogue, your self-talk. It shapes your reality, folks. Positive self-talk is like fuel for your soul, propelling you forward and helping you conquer challenges with grace and resilience. Negative self-talk, on the other hand, is like that nagging voice in the back of your head telling you you're not good enough, not smart enough, or just plain not capable. It can drag you down, make you question your abilities, and keep you stuck in a rut. So how do we turn the tide? How do we become masters of our own self-talk and use it to boost our confidence? Let me give you 5 golden nuggets that I've learned along the way. First off, awareness is key. Pay attention to your inner voice. What kind of things are you telling yourself? Are those voices supportive and encouraging, or critical and harsh? You've got to become aware of these patterns before you can change them. Think of it like this: if you don't know what weeds are growing in your garden, how can you expect to cultivate beautiful flowers? Next up, challenge those negative thoughts. When that inner critic starts spitting out its negativity, don't just accept it. Question those beliefs. Are they really true? Would you say these things to a friend? Probably not, right? So why are we so quick to believe them about ourselves? Remember, your thoughts aren't facts, they're just interpretations. Now, replace the negative with positive affirmations. This is like giving yourself a pep talk, but instead of shouting "you got this" in the mirror, you're planting those positive seeds within your mind. Start small. Tell yourself things like "I am capable," "I am worthy," or "I believe in myself." Repeat these affirmations daily and watch how they shift your mindset. You gotta be consistent with this, folks. It's like building muscle, it takes time and effort to see those results. Don't forget about celebrating your wins. Big or small, every accomplishment deserves a pat on the back. When you recognize and appreciate your successes, you build momentum and confidence. You start believing in yourself more and more with each victory. And lastly, surround yourself with positive people. The company we keep influences our thoughts and beliefs. Choose to be around those who lift you up, encourage you, and believe in your potential. Their positivity will rub off on you and help you cultivate the unshakable confidence. Remember that time you aced that presentation, and afterward, you were feeling like a rock star. You probably had some positive self-talk going on then. Maybe you thought, "Wow, I nailed it," or "I am so proud of myself for doing such a great job." And guess what? Those thoughts helped you feel confident and empowered. It's all connected, folks. So, let's recap. We talked about becoming aware of our self-talk, challenging those negative thoughts, replacing them with positive affirmations, celebrating our wins, and surrounding ourselves with positive people. These are your tools to build unshakable confidence. Remember, you are capable, you are worthy, and you can achieve anything you set your mind to. Now go out there and rock the world with that newfound confidence. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a confidence boost. And if you found it helpful, leave us a review, it would mean the world to me. Until next time, keep striving for balance, keep practicing self-mastery, and keep rocking those positive vibes.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.